Scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there. I'm Willibald, the redneck chef of the Ozarks. Tonight, we're gonna make us a simple gourmet steak and potato dinner. Won't you come down and join me? I promised you all some simple gourmet dinner recipes in our foodie blog, what can be found on the web tubes. I woke up real early last night, and I caught me a deer in the woods. Let's go down to the cellar and get a look at this beautiful creature of the Ozarks. Now, if you folks never butchered your own deer before, this is gonna be mighty awkward at times. Most folks don't know this, but deer will sometimes mimic the sound of a person screaming when you start to harvest their buttery meat parts. Here nearest the front of the ribs, you got some good meat. But it'll take too long for today's recipe. We're gonna harvest near the spine, but below the shoulders. Folks that ain't in the know, that's called the saddle. And we're gonna ride this boy to Flavortown. Don't worry about old Darrell the deer here. He's got one of my whacking socks shoved in his mouth. I don't really mind the noises myself, but the neighbors won't like me harvesting this late at night.
My name's not Darrell and I'm not a deer, bro! I was just walking home from a Halloween party!
Oh, so funny. He thinks there's people. I had a dog that said the same thing. Shame I had to put him down because he couldn't hunt good. Well, let's start this carving knife and get down to harvest. Now that the harvest is over, we can start on the steak. I cut two big ones off of Darrell so me and my new hunting dog can enjoy it together. I hear you, Patches. I hear you. And I'll get you some of this here venison right quick.